We have double bunking now that's coming back in, even though it's been outlawed in the commissioner's directives. I mean, this, we took it to court years ago, and it was deemed by the courts to be unconstitutional. And there's, when cells are built for a single occupancy, they should have a single occupancy because Health Canada has even jumped in on that act. That's why they put people in the single cells, and they did away with double bunking. But now they're slowly but surely putting double bunks back into the institutions on an individual basis. And that's one of the problems, is that they've given each warden autonomy to deal with their institutional problems of population, to deal with it individually, and that's what they're doing. So some institutions may have double bunking, others may not. So you have to go after each individual institution. You can't go after, say, the Commissioner of Penitentiaries for allowing it to happen because he's ignorant of the fact that it's happening, or he claims to be, because each warden has now autonomy over their own, how they run their own prison. That's why there's such a diversity in what is allowed and what's not allowed in each different prison. Even though they may be at the same security level, each director has a wide range of flexibility in terms of how they impose rules or make up new ones.